Hi everyone, my name is David and I'm going to talk to you today about my wildlife project. I've always been fascinated by nature. Most of my classmates chose to study mammals or birds for their assignment, but I decided to focus on something a bit smaller. My interest was actually sparked last summer while sitting in my grandfather's apple orchard, watching bees buzzing around the blossoms. I noticed they weren't just flying randomly. It turns out bees perform a distinctive waggle dance to communicate to their hive mates the precise coordinates where nectar and pollen can be found. I initially thought they were just cleaning their wings or perhaps generating heat, but scientists have proven this movement is actually a complex language used for survival. When a foraging bee returns to the hive, she performs this dance on the honeycomb. You might expect the dance to be a simple circle, which they do use for nearby food. However, for food further away, they perform a pattern that looks exactly like a figure of eight, crossing back and forth in the middle.
The straight run in the middle of the dance is the most crucial part. I assumed the speed of the bee indicated how far away the food was. Actually, it's the duration of that straight run that tells the other bees the distance to the flowers. Every second of the waggle equals about a kilometre in flight.
But how do they know which way to go? The inside of the hive is pitch black, so they can't see the sky. Instead, they use gravity as a reference point on the vertical combs. The angle of the dance away from the vertical directly corresponds to the angle away from the sun outside. It's an absolutely incredible piece of navigation.
The dance gives precise coordinates, but the dancing bee also shares something else. While dancing, she distributes tiny samples of the nectar. I read that visual cues help bees land, but researchers say it's the floral scent clinging to her body that truly guides the other bees once they reach the general area.
It's not just about finding food, though. During a heat wave in the summer, a colony might desperately need to cool down. While they occasionally use the dance to find tree resin for repairs, they most frequently use it to communicate the location of fresh water, which they bring back to spread over the honeycomb to act as air conditioning.
Of course, things don't always go smoothly for these insects. A cloudy sky doesn't really bother them, as they can detect ultraviolet light through the clouds. Instead, it's strong wind that poses the biggest challenge, pushing them off course and making the coordinates they received inaccurate.
Studying this behaviour has become highly advanced. In the past, scientists just painted tiny coloured dots on the bees' backs to see where they went. Today, they prefer to use tiny radar transmitters attached to the bees to track their exact flight paths across the landscape.
Understanding this communication is vital for us. Some people think bee research is only useful for honey production, but in reality, protecting these pollinators is essential for global food security, because a third of everything we eat depends on their hard work.